Well, it's official. The games are happening. We're watching sports, baby. It's One More Thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One More Thing.
No, 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 no. This isn't the song. This is the song. Oh, my goodness. I mentioned this briefly on the show. Oh, first, hi, everyone. It's me, Positive Sean. Once again, it is the Friday edition of the One More Thing podcast. Jack and Joe have let me once again take the helm. Oh, wait, hold on. Here's Curtis Blow.
Ball is my favorite sport. I like the way to dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king on the microphone. So it's Dr. J and Moses Malone.
Uh-huh.
I like slam dunks and take
What's your favorite play?
My favorite play is the alley.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one, Curtis. Excellent. Yeah. But yeah, basketball is back, and it's happening. The scrimmages are going on in the NBA bubble. You've heard me talk about this several times on the One More Thing podcast. You have also heard me mention a bet that I have with a friend slash coworker, and I have brought in that poor unfortunate soul to discuss. Possibly, I'm going to see if he's interested in maybe negotiating a buyout, because I got to gauge how confident he is in his position. But Albert, welcome to the One More Thing podcast.
Thank you for having me on. And there's no buyout here. I'm confident in my pick.
So for those not up on it, at the start of the season, oh so long ago, before the COVID, when it was just regular old people living, we made a season-long bet about who would finish with a better record in the regular season, the Kings. That's the team I picked. Albert had the Spurs. You're not a Spurs fan, right?
I'm not a Spurs fan. I just had confidence that the Kings weren't going to be that good.
Yeah. And it turns out that when the season got put on hold, the Kings were a half game ahead of the Spurs in the standings, so Albert was very terrified that the season was not going to come back. But it did, and I'm regardless of the outcome of the bet, I'm very glad that it came back. But you are confident still.
I'm still confident. Let me rephrase that. I have a little hope.
That's a difference.
Yes, I have a little hope in Greg Popovich. I think Pop is going to lead them to the promised land of having a better record than the Kings. That's about it.
All right, and the stakes of our wager were 50 anytime push-ups.
50 anytime.
To be handed out in increments of no more than 10.
No more than 10.
Right, so we're not trying to make somebody, you know, do work out to exhaustion or whatever. This is more about just, hey, you know, and honestly, with everything shut down, it's less fun now, because ideally you're at a bar with a friend, you know, he's chatting up a female, and you just gotta, hey, let's do some push-ups. And that's really the chef's kiss of the bet.
I was looking forward to that. I was looking forward to you just randomly at a bar. I walk in like, oh, there goes Positive Sean.
And you just put up a, give me 10. Yeah. So there are, so with the COVID, I think we should have no expiration on these. So who is your team? If you're not a Spurs fan, who do you like?
My team is the Clippers.
Oh, the Clippers. Okay, so they're involved, and they should be involved going deep. Did you see the latest news with the Lou Williams and Pat Beverly?
No, what latest news?
So,
well, I know Pat Beverly had to leave because
They both did. They both had quote unquote excused absences, but I find the verbiage on these things, as I often do, pretty funny. So what was it? So Lou Williams is the latest with an excused absence. Williams joins Patrick. Beverly left to tend to an emergency personal matter, while somebody else departed to tend to an excused family emergency. I want to know what the difference is between an emergency personal matter and an excused family emergency.
See, yeah, personal matter, I think Pat Beverly ran out of white tees. So he had to.
No, was he the one who had the stacks in
yes,
there?
Yeah.
He's flipping them. He's selling them to the other teams who came unprepared.
Yep. He had to go re-up. He had his distributor outside of the lines, and he had to get them, bring them back.
Had to go to the stash house, meet up his connect. Yeah. So, do you think that the Clippers are a threat to the title?
Yes. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All signs are Kawhi is healthy and as robotic as always.
Yeah, he needed this break.
Okay.
He needed
okay.
that. So there's no more, load management for Kawhi.
Who would you say in your mind is the favorite to win the championship?
I still think the Lakers are the favorite.
Yeah.
I can never take out LeBron, man. LeBron is LeBron. You just can't.
Have you seen
that.
Him with the gray in his beard?
Oh, man.
It's a little weird, right?
It is.
Bald spot, gray beard. Like, I'm not sure if I'm ready for middle-aged LeBron.
You know, I'm not sure. Dye it. Just dye that thing back. Dye it.
Just for men. They got that.
Yeah. They do. That's why it's there. But I think LeBron and then AD together is hard to beat. But I still think the Clippers, no matter what, I think it's going to either be the Clippers or the Lakers going to win the championship. I have no trust in Giannis. I have no trust in
Philly. In Giannis. You're not distrusting the Bucks. You specifically just think Giannis isn't there yet.
Well, yeah, I don't think he's there yet. Hmm. So let me not say that he's garbage. I don't think he's garbage.
Of course not.
Nothing, whatever. But I think that you can do a game plan around Giannis to not stop him, but to slow him down. And then everybody else around him, they don't have, like, their second best player is Middleton? Come on. You think you're going to beat the Lakers or the Clippers with your second best player being Middleton?
What if your first best player is Giannis?
Look it. Your first best player is Giannis. Lakers' first best player is LeBron. Clippers' first best player is Kawhi. I would say, if anything, they're equal, even though I don't think they are. But I just say, level.
Nuance aside, they cancel each other out.
Cancel it. Now, their second best player, right, Middleton on the Bucks. Second best player on the Clippers, Paul George. Paul George is way better than Middleton. Second best player is Anthony Davis on the Lakers, way better than Middleton. You're done right then and there. Like, you're not beating any of those teams coming out of the West. Even the Rockets, I think even the Rockets go, I don't think Giannis them are beating James Harden.
The Rockets are so weird just because they're so reliant on the three. And if they have two games where they shoot below expectation.
Like how they lost the last one when they went 0-for-24 from the three-point line. You're like, just lay up. Yeah. Just not even a layup. Free throw. Just shoot it from the free throw line. Actually, just step in 2 feet and then just do a mid-ranger.
Mid-range is dead. I hate to tell you. So all due respect to LaMarcus Aldridge and your Spurs on the bet. The mid-range that's gone the way of the dodo. The Spurs are legit like the mid-range squad.
The mid-range team. LaMarcus Aldridge and DeMar DeRozan. Those are the mid-range champions right there.
So you're a Clippers fan. Our bet, so not bet-related and not your own personal team, which team are you most looking forward to watching in the going forward for the rest of the playoffs?
Rest of the playoffs, I'm looking forward to watching Denver. I'm looking forward to that.
That was my answer, too.
I'm looking forward to Denver. But I'm also looking forward to the Thunder. Because the Thunder, they are...
Zion is worth the price of admission in and of himself.
No, Zion's Pelicans.
Oh, no. That's right. That's right. The Thunder. What's
Chris
the Thunder
Paul.
Bringing? That's right.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the Italian dude. Gallinari. And Steven Adams, they were not supposed to be good. Chris Paul goes there, and he puts them in a playoff position. And I think Chris Paul gets so much hate because he never really makes it that far, but he transforms teams.
I love Chris Paul. You won't hear me say a bad thing about the point Jedi. I do find it hilarious, though, that the team that was caping up for Russell Westbrook all these years about, no, he's the blah, 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 right? Like, They pivot like they're in the spectrum of point guards. Westbrook and Chris Paul are pretty opposite, right?
One opposite is
his whole thing is I make people better around me. The other one is I'm so good everybody needs to catch up to me. And so to see the fan base who caped up for Russell Westbrook so often, all of a sudden be like, wait, is this what it's like to have
a real point guard?
This is awesome. Look at all these mediocre players he's making better. This is great. It's been a really fun thing to see from the sideline. But so my squads that I'm looking forward to are the Nuggets. I think we agree on that. Mm. Largely based on their potential for the tall ball lineup where the shortest guy on the floor is 6'7".
You showed me that starting lineup. I was like, how is that even possible?
7 foot point guard, sign me up.
Man.
the Joker.
Wow.
Jokic.
He is good.
Oh, he's something special.
Oh, insanely good.
He's actually slimmed down quite a bit too. He had that kind of baby Huey doughiness to him in the season, but he looks slim from what I've seen. And so I don't know if that's a benefit. Maybe that's where some of his strength came from. But I'm interested to see what he does going forward. And then Zion. Zion's the biggest wild card for me. Of if he's in the playoffs, I'm going to try to watch every game just because
it's Zion.
He plays like a kid who has like magical shoes from a Disney movie. You know what I mean? Like his body type and the way that he elevates and flies through the air, it doesn't make sense.
Like,
is this CGI?
It defies physics, I believe, because somebody that big should not be able to jump that high and move that fast.
Think of how many games we have seen played basketball, professional and college, and how many times we have seen a player blow out the sneaker from trying to cut. It's only Zion.
It's only
that's the only one.
The only person.
You think if these were like if these were manufacturing flaws, like this would happen. It's, you know, not regularly, but it wouldn't be a one of.
And it would happen if you kept on wearing your shoes over and over and over again. Like, oh, I blew up my shoes. I had them for 3 years.
Yeah.
It was the time. No, he had them for 2 quarters. You know what I mean? He had those shoes on for 2 quarters and blew them out. That is insane.
Right. Oh, so you're not looking to buy out.
No, I'm not buying out.
You're not looking to buy out from the bed. So we're seeing this all the way through.
We're seeing this all the way through. You're about to get some push-ups, man.
Hey, honestly, with the lockdowns, I've been slacking on my workouts. So I think I could use a little bit. But I don't think it's going to come to that. I feel like the Kings, especially because De'Aaron Fox seems to be on the other side of his injury because he heals like Wolverine for somehow. It's incredible. But yeah, I'm thrilled. I really underestimated how much of a soothing kind of pacifier effect the watching basketball on illegal streams was in my life. But it was so nice. I mean, of course, watching it legally on my cable provider, you know, not doing things to avoid blackout rules. That's not something legitimate people do.
You know, you're going to jail for that. Like, that's illegal.
No, this is entertainment purposes only. This is all made up for fun. I appreciate you coming by, stopping by the One More Thing podcast. I'll probably do it again, maybe once or twice throughout the playoffs. We'll just do check-ins and talk about how things are going. I guess that's it. And until next time, hey, everyone, have a good time.
Well, I guess that's it.